Hi guys, today we're going to talk about what happens if your labor moves towards an emergency cesarean. If you've purchased the Pink Kit package, then you know about Birthing Better with the Pink Kit method, which absolutely categorically says 100% of pregnant women will give birth one way or another, and that giving birth is an activity that the woman has to do with her baby, and because she wants you there, then it's an activity that the three of you are doing together. So we make no bones about it. Every single expectant parent should be preparing the pregnant body to become a birthing body. That's the most important thing, because if you can get her body to be open and mobile and flexible, then it's more likely that you're not going to end up with an emergency cesarean. If you've learned and really practiced the skills and use the skills from that transition period of pregnancy into this gateway experience of giving birth, if you've used those skills just like when you drive a car, as soon as you get behind the wheel of the car, you're using skills. You don't wait until you suddenly start sliding on black ice. So you use those skills, you cement that teamwork, you get invested in the experience. As the experience progresses, then you know you get more and more and more committed. If you can keep a labor progressing, you're less likely to end up with an emergency cesarean. Right now, one in three births is a cesarean. So what does that mean to society? Have women forgotten how to birth? Are they too lazy to birth? Is there a health crisis we don't know? No, really what it is that we've moved into a choice-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth. We've told families they don't need to have the skills to do the activity. So women aren't coping and managing or dealing with the natural occurring pain of the dilation of the cervix. Fathers don't know how to help them. The medical profession doesn't want to see women suffer, and if she can't have a progressing labor that moves along, then she's going to end up with pain relief and more likely to have a surgical birth as a way to stop her from suffering and get the birth over with. So you have to understand that a large part of the cesareans being performed have to do with the fact that women and men don't have the skills to get on with labor. Maybe that sounds like a harsh thing, but that's the reality. The natural birth movement would say it's because there are medical interventions, but the assessments and monitoring procedures that are being done by and large are the standards of practice that institutions and care providers have to follow. Even if you have a home birth, your midwife is going to be required by her profession to do certain assessments and monitoring and even maybe some procedures. So you have to understand that if you can get on with labor and not waste one contraction and make certain that the labor is progressing, and you can do that by helping the woman stay on top of the natural occurring pain of dilation, the chances are less likely that you're going to end up with an emergency cesarean, unless there's a medical reason. But it doesn't matter really whether it's a medical reason or not a medical reason. It doesn't matter whether a woman wants to have a cesarean delivering or whether she is coerced or whether you are coerced into agreeing to that. The fact is it's still an activity that you're doing with your baby. So that shouldn't stop you from continuing to use your Pink Kit skills at all. You just continue to use them. That keeps you grounded together. It keeps you connected to your baby. It keeps you working together as a team. And you come out of that experience feeling more engaged and less blown away. You don't want the birth of your child to feel surreal. You really want to be involved. It's a very intense experience, and it's one that requires your utmost attention and attention to detail. So that's why Birthing Better with the Pink Kit method was developed in the early 1970s by families, not by birth professionals. We as families, thousands and thousands of us, wanted to stay involved in the way our baby came out of our body. And boy, as women, we really wanted you to know how to help us. Thankfully, we share the same body. So the Birthing Better Pink Kit method is based on skills, based on our human body. They're skills that are simple to use and simple to learn because we share the same body. And that means that the nonverbal communication, the way the two of you work together, can be incredibly powerful. It makes you feel good because you know that you're really helping, and it makes the woman feel good because she knows that you're really there for her, that you're really helping her stay on top of this experience, which she has no control over. She doesn't have control over the labor contractions. It's the baby stimulating her body, and so she's at the whim of what the baby is doing. And that means that the two of you have to work to help open up her body. If you end up with a cesarean, there's going to be a period of time where she's going to be prepped, and that's when you really just, that's like your transition. You just keep using those skills, and then you use those skills during the delivery, just as you would if this was a vaginal birth. And then, after the baby's born, nobody uses skills for a while, and if there's any discomfort after the birth, you use the skills again. If there's discomfort in trying to breastfeed, you use the skills then. So don't be afraid of continuing to use the skills. Your obstetrician and the staff will love seeing you work together. They see so few parents right now being skilled, and they will absolutely love it and compliment you. So you really want to just know that if you move into an emergency cesarean from a labor, that you continue to work with your baby's efforts no matter what.